It's the Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Oh, fire, fire, me, stars and rays are sleeping. Well, Red Wing's sweeping her heart away.
True or false, for our weekly Arizona State Parks tickets, prior to his arrest, John Dillinger spent his last night of freedom in the Gadsden Hotel in Douglas, Arizona, before being apprehended in Tucson the following day. He reportedly left $100 and a Derringer pistol as a trip. If you think that's true, text T or true to 411923 or F for false to 411923. Between now and the end of this programming segment, we'll pick a random right winner and send you two passes to the Arizona State Parks, good for any of Arizona's 35 state parks, including the Reardon Mansion. You could come get a new Sanderson Ford today and be in Flagstaff for the cool weather, exploring the Reardon Ranch, and by noon, I bet. Maybe one.
I just wanted to say, with those true and false questions, do not try to guess the answer based on Romy's intonation and his voice, because he says true and false things equally. You sound very convincing, whether it's true or false. So you got to do your homework and figure out the answer. So we are here with the Arizona Wildflowers Band this morning, all the way up from Casa Grande, visiting us at Sanderson Ford. They're going to be here all morning. So if you want to come out and listen to them, be here at 11. Pick yourself up at Sanderson Ford while you're here, or vice versa. Come buy a car and stop and hang out and listen to music. So
they've got haystacks
out for
sitting. They've got the stage right here on the north side of the showroom. And we'll look forward to great performance. But you've got the leader of the band.
Pass the mom. Mom does all the shuffling. But Maddie, you're 18 now.
I am.
So you have a lot going on.
Yeah,
You really do. So let's go back to the beginning, and we'll kind of work up to where you are now. So you're 9 years old. And where does this passion for violin come from?
Well, I heard one of our friends, they had a family, and one of the girls played violin, and she was in the Phoenix Symphony, everything, so she was very inspiring to me. I heard her, and I never wanted to play, had never thought about playing the violin before, anything besides piano, and then I heard her play, and I just wanted to do it so bad that I was begging my parents to let me play. So I was 8, and I was begging them, and they said, okay, when you turn 9, you know, you can get a fiddle and or a violin at the time.
And you know, that's really a parent's way of just blowing you off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's their test. Do you really mean it?
Yeah.
Parents would spend a lot of money if they would.
Oh, yeah, when you're 9,
right?
We'll get that.
Exactly. But I just wouldn't leave them alone,
So you won. And does music come easy to you? Or you work really, I know you work really hard, but does it make sense to you?
Yeah,
and you
it
feel
does.
It and,
yeah, I feel it, and it's pretty... You know, there's a lot of hard things, but it comes pretty naturally.
Yeah.
So that's good. I have to work on, you know, making myself better at those things, but naturally they come pretty easily. So.
Well, and then you also have to, you're like the leader of the band itself.
Yes.
And you've taught your siblings, plus, you know, trying to play. I loved watching you two play together. It was you and Ranelle, right?
Yes.
Right. And just the way she watched you knew when to come in, that takes a lot of time and practice.
It does, and you have to watch each other. If you don't, then it's just gonna fall apart. But so I've really worked with them on paying attention to when other people are playing, just really make sure that they watch each other. So
going forward, you picked up more instruments, more siblings, and this has just grown. Now you teach.
Yes,
and
I do.
Your mom told me you have big plans for graduating, or you've graduated high school, right?
Not yet.
Okay.
I'm graduating very soon.
Uh-huh.
And, so, you know, I'm going to have...
What's next for you?
Well, I got accepted into Arizona Christian University.
Awesome.
And, got a music scholarship. So that's very exciting. So I'll be going there in the fall.
It's exciting. I don't think it's very surprising. You do such a great job.
Well, thank you. I'm glad though. It was pretty exciting to hear the news. Definitely. Yeah.
So you'll be moving. Are you living at home still?
Yeah, I'm going to still live at home. They have a campus in Glendale that I'll be going to.
Okay.
But I'll just be commuting.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That'd be a big transition from a family of nine people in the house.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
I'm not ready to move out yet.
Okay, well, I'm sure they're not ready to part with you either. They'd lose a lot, wouldn't they? So, well, thank you so much for getting up early, getting the gang going this morning. We're looking so forward to hearing more of your performance.
Yes, thank you.
Broadcasting live out here at Sanderson Ford in the showroom. The stage is set up. As you park, you'll have to make your way through a little gauntlet of new Ford Ranger trucks that I had not actually seen one in person before this morning. Good-looking little rig. I could see a lot of miles getting piled up on one of those with our name on it, that's for sure. Good-looking rigs. So the Rangers are out here, as well as the Mustangs, that blue Mustang on the showroom floor over there right there. It's just got Jennifer's name all over it. If it was a convertible, you'd probably be driving home with it, that's for sure.
Right, it has Jennifer's name on it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Gary. Thanks. I like how he does that, too.
Well, and ever since my crash, they won't let me drive. I don't know that I'll ever get my F-150 back.
Maybe the Raptor.
That's right.
Rum, rum. Can hear it coming a block away.
I know. She drives like a little old lady from Pasadena.
And it is true. John Dillinger was captured in Tucson at Hotel Congress, where the night before he stayed at the Gadsden Hotel in Tucson. He kind of a big ticket spender on his hotels there.